parental alienation, I suppose, not just in the county and in the whole country, and that's why we need the legislation updated. It's been recognised, parental alienation has been recognised by the World Health Organization, and it's where there's breakup in relationships and one parent is turning the children against the other parent. And it's difficult circumstances where this is happening, and it's going forward. I'd like to see the Department of Justice and the Children Equality departments where they could recognise this. This is not just affecting the children, it's affecting the parents, it's affecting grandparents and siblings, other siblings within the family circle. And it's a very tough situation. And the sad reality is that these children who are affected by this as well, when they get older and go into relationships themselves, the chances are that this will have a lasting effect on them and when they're trying to bring up their own families. So I feel it needs to be recognised going forward, and very appreciative of the council taking my motion today and all the councillors backing us on this motion, and that we could try and move it forward. I know a few other councils are bringing it forward now as well, so I think that's important.
Because as you said, from what you're saying, it's not really been talked about enough, but from your point of view, bringing it here to Lifford today and beginning that conversation, you're hoping for progress on it.
Yeah, it's only when you go to a meeting where you have 40 to 50 people in a room of men and women, it's not just where fathers, it's women as well who've been affected by it, by the mothers, that you hear their stories, and when you leave the room you're just totally shocked that it is going on under your eyes, and it's just, we need to recognise it.